Yeah. from Blast from Your Past. Ringo Starr by request with Oh My My here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Before that, the Silos. The Silos from their Susan Across the Ocean. Just making an invitation to let's take some drugs and drive around. Also played some Jets to Brazil in that set from their second album with Air Traffic Control. And is it wrong that I actually sing that song to myself? Because you don't want to hear me sing it. I sing it to myself a lot of times when I'm in an airport or on an airplane. And I was on an airplane last week. Or it was actually this week. It was earlier this week. And I sang that song. Rhett Miller in there from his Interpreter release, live at Largo, doing Kink's Waterloo Sunset by request. And Kelly Stoltz, who I think owes a lot to the Kinks in a lot of his songwriting from Circular Sounds, gave us Everything Begins. And that's how the set began. Everything began. I do want to remind you that you are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul, and this is a show called Viva La Mock. Now, for the fortunate ones who are listening on Friday, June 2nd, you've got 3 more hours of this program. For those of you who are like, it's not June 2nd, well, you're listening to an encore presentation, and you have just under an hour left of the program. Now, recently I was telling you about the foodborne illnesses. Well, you know what? Nearly 17 million kids in America struggle with hunger. That's 1 in every 5 children. Feeding America is a nationwide network of local food banks, together sourcing and distributing more than 3 billion, that's with a B, billion meals to people in need. Now, with your help, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks can help fill the fridges of children and families who need it most. If you go to feedingamerica.org, you can find out where the local food bank is in this area or your local food bank. Maybe you're not in this area because you're listening online. Okay, I can accept that. Learn how you can actually try to help solve child hunger, because together we can solve hunger. This public service announcement brought to you by Feeding America and WRCT. So an interesting little tidbit, as you might know, I do a little research before my show. Try to get inspiration for songs, you know, just in case you're not giving me requests, I got to fill the airwaves with something. And I found 2 separate websites that claimed that the Beatles' Sgt. Pepper album was released on June 2nd, 1967. But then I found 2 more that said it was May 26th. So, I mean, it could have been there was a UK release and an American release or something of that nature. So, I don't know. So I was thinking I should do a mock of Sgt. Pepper, of the album. But then I was like, if it's not the right day, that would be a little embarrassing. So instead, I'm just going to play you a cover of the title track. This does not sound like Slim Shady, does it? Oh, yeah, it does. But it's not. It's Simple Kid. It's Viva La Mock.
Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. We hope you. It's wonderful to be here. It's suddenly a thrill. You're such a lovely audience. We'd like to take you home. Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. We hope you will enjoy the show. Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Sit back and let the evening go. Sergeant Pepper's Lonely, Sergeant Pepper's Lonely, Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Band.
To find some
Bengals wrapping up that set of music from their 1984 album, All Over the Place. That was Tell Me from the Bengals. Played that because Michael Steele, bass player for the Bengals, she joined the band right before that release came out, right before that album came out. Michael Steele celebrating a birthday today, 68 years old. When she was 15, she was actually an original member of the Runaways, known as Mickey Steele back then. But I think she actually quit the band before they even recorded anything. Before the Bangles, how about what the Bangles' original name was? Was they were actually called the Bangs. But this is a band called Just Bangs doing their version of Cheap Trick's Southern Girls. Also, in that set of music, some brand new music from Sparkle Jets UK. The new album is, it's right up the Mockster's alley because it's a bunch of power pop songs and it's a bunch of cover songs of power pop songs. It's called Best of Friends. I think it comes out later this month. Got my hands on it about a week ago. So that was actually, and the other part is the power pop songs that they're covering are fellow LA power pop bands from like the 90s. So that was Today Will Be Yesterday Tomorrow, originally by Big Hello, Sparkle Jets UK, from their new album. Sloan in there, played Sloan from the album that came out late last year with Magical Thinking, and My Magical Thinking played some Simple Kid with their version of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Whew, that gets us to where we are, 21 minutes past your hour here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. So I've told you about foodborne illnesses. Told you about child hunger. Now let me tell you about the food stamp program, because it can help you buy food that you need. Many folks who are eligible, they don't even know it, because you don't need to be on welfare. You can be working part-time. You can be working full-time. And the amount of money that you can make and still qualify has gone up. To apply for food stamps or find out if you qualify, call Just Harvest at 412-431-8963. Now, a couple of exciting things that are going to happen within the next 40 minutes. So I'm going to make it happen in the first half of this Viva La Mock. Is Nick Z from the 4019s actually reached out to me and gave me a preview of a new solo single that he has put together. Literally got the email today. I haven't even listened to it, but I'm going to make the WRCT debut of this song, potentially the Pittsburgh debut. I know a couple other stations that are going to be playing it, but potentially the Pittsburgh debut, because I'm getting it out there first. I need bragging rights, so I'm going to do that here shortly. In the meantime, if there's something you want to hear, drop me an email, wrctrequest@gmail.com, or give me a call. If it's Friday, June 2nd, 2023, I'm hanging out in the studio, 412-268-WRCT. 412-268-WRCT. A band from Detroit, it's the Crossword Smiles, with Feet on the Ground.
Still lonely from the thoughts of yesterday. I forgot to tell her, 'cause I thought she knew the way. It's not angels singing, it's alarm bells ringing. If she only knew the words, I'd tell her what to say. Got to get back on the ground. Suddenly my world is upside down. Heart and soul is lost and then it's found. Got to get my feet back on the ground. We'll be right back.
scotch and sodas help him make it through the night. Got to get my feet back on the ground. Suddenly my world is upside down. My heart and soul is lost and then it's found. Got to get my feet back on the ground. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Lenny from Popular Creeps. When I'm in Pittsburgh, I listen to The Monster on WRCT.
Popular Creeps, back by popular demand from their second release. All of this will end in tears with Gone by 45 here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Before the Popular Creeps, how about some replacements? The Mats from the Tim album with a song that Paul Westerberg wrote in tribute to a young lady named Sarah Romweber. The song was called Left of the Dial. It's where he first heard her band, Let's Active. She was the bass player. So I played some Let's Active before the replacements with In Between from 1983. Sadly, Sarah took her own life about 10 years ago. Like, we're 1 month shy of the anniversary at the age of 59. And her brother was in town yesterday. Did you know that? Yeah, her brother, Dexter Romweber, was opening for the legendary Shack Shakers down at the Thunderbird. So I will play something that Dexter was on at some point. Some point in the show. Probably the second half of the show. So my encore listeners, you're just going to have to figure out what it was. Or find out when that second half runs again. For my Friday, June 2nd, 2023 listeners, just stay tuned. It'll be there. And I don't know, maybe I'll squeeze it in the next 19 minutes. Who knows? Before the Let's Active, Dumb, from 1983. from Pray for Tomorrow with Foot Control. And another Detroit band started the – I kind of did a bookend with Detroit bands. Crossword Smiles gave us a Feet on the Ground. To get us where we are now, before I get into anything more rambly, Jay Thurber reached out and he said, "Hey, Mockster, first, make sure people know I do a radio show and when it is and how they can tune in. And then here's some information that you were talking about Sgt. Pepper." So Sgt. Pepper did come out on this day. I believe, I don't know, he looked it up. It was expected to hit stores on June 1st, so it's June 2nd, so I'm not sure when it actually did. Okay, so that's from the Honolulu Star Bulletin. It was released on June 1st, according to London Express. So it wasn't today then, maybe. However, he sent me an interesting little clip. I don't know where he finds this stuff. He's amazing. That the radio station KHJ illegally was playing the song. So before it was officially released, so they got sued. Who's this Jay Thurber I'm talking about? Well, do you remember Top 40 Radio back in like the 70s or the 60s? Jay Thurber does. He does. And he does a show called Radio 9, which is nothing related to the fact that he knows that. It's on Saturday afternoons from noon until 3 p.m. Now, if you tune in, what you're going to hear is you're going to hear some oldies. You're going to hear some newies. And you're going to hear a whole bunch of snark. That is the reason why my radio is tuned into WRCT each and every Saturday from noon to 3. To listen to Radio 9 with Uncle Jay. Hey, speaking of pirated songs. Now, this one, I've got permission, and I found out not only am I now going to debut this song for you, the listeners, which I could call it the Pittsburgh debut, this is actually the worldwide debut, because Nick Z said he just got this song back from the engineers this afternoon, and he wanted me to check it out, and I said, "Can I play it on my show?" He said, "Of course, of course." So, Nick Z, drummer for the 4019s. He's kind of got a little side thing he's doing right now called Nick Z's Boss Super Summer. And this is the first single that he's releasing from said side project with a little Steel City flair. We'll be right back.
Rocks.
It's raining down in Philly too.
Stood outside praying to get wet, and I ended up with mud all over my shoes. Crazy Bobby on the water tower, spraying bullets and catching fire. He got no victims, he got no targets, no competition, so he took first time. It's hard to the Academy Awards, every nomination was mine. Started laughing, started shaking hands when a riding boat took me down 10 to 9. Got me a brand new 57 Chevy, got no ties, but it stops on a dime. Why change the water, man? Why change the oil? Why change a thing when everything's fine? Jolly Green Giant, man, you should have seen what I seen there. It was 20 blackbird and 17 pigeons. They were baking down in a pine. I took a blind man, I started running when it started coming down from the sky.
Thank you.
Flat Duo Jets wrapping up that set of music with their version of Wild Wild Lover featuring Dexter Romweber, lead vocals of the Flat Duo Jets. Came out on the Doggone record label, which was a little label out of Athens, Georgia back in the late 80s. Owned by Jefferson Holt of, at the time, was REM's manager. Before the Flat Duo Jets, how about some Gutterball? Gutterball featuring Steve Wynn, Bob Roop, Johnny Hot, Stephen McCarthy, Brian Harvey, from their self-titled debut with the song called Falling from the Sky, which was back to the homage ode to a tree falling on my car 25 years ago today, thanks to a tornado. While I was driving it, did I not mention that? Also played some Ian Hunter. Ian Hunter put out, he's 84 years old. He put out an album last year, Defiance Part 1. That was Pavlov's Dog off of that album. And in the album credits, he actually dedicates the album to Taylor Hawkins. And then, of course, I started the entire set with Nick Z's Boss Super Summer Band. Their first single, Let's Rock Steel City. That was the worldwide debut. If you liked it, call in, request it on future shows. Email me, wrctrequest@gmail.com. Reach out to our Rocket attorney, because I know he's going to be playing it. I can guarantee you that he will be playing that. Who's our Rocket attorney? He's this dude named Eric Jackson Lori, who does a show each and every Thursday evening called Quartz in Session. I'll tell you more about it a little bit later on. We're wrapping up the first 2 hours, the first half of the Viva La Mock radio program. For my encore listeners, I bid you farewell, but we'll be back again.
For everyone. But some things haven't changed. Stomach cancer is still a leading cause of cancer death worldwide. More than 1 million people will be diagnosed this year alone, and it's vital to know your risks and learn ways to prevent it. It's also critical for cancer patients to protect themselves from all viruses. No Stomach for Cancer encourages you to listen to medical experts to understand your risks. Find out more about COVID-19 at cancer.gov and learn more about your risks for stomach cancer at nostomachforcancer.org.
Teachers shape the future. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who'll make preventing pandemics their life's work. Sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who'll help combat climate change. And generating possibilities for a student who'll be the first in their family to graduate college. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
Nazism draws from a deeper wellspring of Western ideas. The Nazis didn't just look at the Jim Crow law and segregation, they also studied American race law, American law to do with indigenous people, American colonial law, and laws around marriage and property as well. The actual policymakers of the Nazi regime learned a lot from the United States because America was the world leader of race law at that time. And at times, the Nazis actually thought American law around the one-drop rule and other forms of segregation was actually too harsh. And in the end, Nazi lawyers and jurists rejected American race law for being too extreme.
That's Omar Aziz, and this is Alternative Radio. I'm David Barsamyan. This edition of AR features Omar Aziz on fascism in America. The term fascism is loosely bandied about. When most people think of it, the images that come to mind are of stormtroopers and Hitler ranting and raving. It's often automatically assumed that fascism developed in Europe in the 1920s, but it had its origins earlier in the United States. The United States was built on genocidal attacks on indigenous people, white supremacy, and enslaved black people. Actually, Hitler and the Nazis were greatly impressed and inspired by American fascism. Though the term was not used, the United States had developed a sophisticated system of aggressive nationalism, racism, and oppression. In other words, fascism. It lingers in the shadows and reappears, as is evident today. Oath Keepers, Proud Boys, and other groups are fascist. They fear social equality as a threat to patriarchal white supremacist domination. To talk about fascism in America is Omar Aziz. He's a writer, journalist, lawyer, and former foreign policy advisor in the administration of Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. He has clerked for the United Nations Special Envoy for Syria. His articles have appeared in the New York Times, The Atlantic, The Washington Post, and many other publications. He spoke at Harvard in Cambridge, Massachusetts in mid-April. And now, Omar Aziz.
Thank you to all of you for joining me today. You know, before I start, but I do want to answer the question of why I even pursued this project. You see, when I was growing up, I was told a lot of myths about the West, that it was the bastion of the Enlightenment and the age of reason and of civilized society. And I agreed with a lot of that. I went to some of the best schools. I'm here at Harvard. But I never quite understood how it was that the West, about 90 years ago, had sent its most assimilated, its most productive minority to the gas chambers. How had that happened? How had it happened that civilized, enlightened societies like Germany and like Italy had descended into the worst forms of barbarism and savagery that we had seen? Perhaps the roots of the problem didn't start in 1930. Perhaps the roots of this ideology we call fascism went a little deeper. And perhaps it was here in America as well. But before we understand what's going on right now, I,